All right, it's Monday. Let's do this thing, the Daily Podcast. Let's hear all the best stuff from today's John DeBella show. On a May 10th, we started out by surfing new wave music. We're now in the second week of the virtual dog walk. More info on that. Be sure to check it out on WMGK.com. We heard how everyone's Mother's Day went, and Taco Bell became the focus of Cindy's Mother's Day. Four random facts were shared. We thinned the herd, as always, for a Monday morning, and once again played Who on the Show for Genesis tickets. They announced a second show at the Wells Fargo Center. They go on sale this Friday, and lots of opportunities to win Genesis tickets all throughout the day here on MGK. Have a listen, enjoy. It is the Daily Podcast.
I spent the majority of the weekend, and it was just totally by accident, right, listening to a lot of 80s music like Simple Minds, sure. Tears for Fears, all that stuff.
New wave.
New wave music. I was having a blast, to tell you the truth. Talk.
Oh, right? God, yeah.
Romeo Void. I was going through them all.
I don't know
all.
That one.
Just like Romeo Void is...
was that the band or is that a...
No, that's the band.
Okay.
Never Say Never. You don't know that
no,
song?
No,
I'll
no.
find it for you. Yeah, you might know.
A really bad Bond movie.
Yeah, they weren't the strongest of all of these acts.
Okay.
That I've mentioned.
Okay.
Right? You know, Haircut 100. Right. OMD, Orchestral Maneuvers in
Let's
the Dark.
Let's do a wheel of new wave.
You know what? I actually
That'd be kinda
it
awesome.
Made me think about it.
Really?
Maybe I have to talk to Bill about it.
Okay.
Because that's one of those things. Is like. I don't know.
Yeah. And then it becomes a weekend.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. So presently 52 degrees outside, a partly sunny day ahead of us, the high temperature about 63 degrees. We have got a major concert announcement. You know what I'm thinking? We've got a pair of tickets.
Yes.
Maybe we should use those tickets for Who on the Show.
Be a nice tie-in.
All right.
All right. You know, let's use them there.
Sure.
All right. That would be, but... They have to. They've got to get at least three matches. They get the tickets. They got to get at least three.
That's fair.
All right.
Three out of five.
Is that the only thing we're going to give them?
No.
Keep doing the normal prices.
We'll do the normal prices too. But if you get at least three matches, we'll give you tickets to this. I nearly said what it is, right? But I can't do that until 7 o'clock. But at 7 o'clock, we'll let you know about this concert announcement. And I think it's going to make a lot of people happy.
The John DeBella Podcast, Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
We are in week two of the virtual dog walk. Have you checked out any of the dogs and cars pictures?
I did. I looked at
the
car.
They
some great ones.
Hilarious. Yep. What I love is this one shot, and I can't remember what type of dogs they are. I think they could be Irish setters, right? But there's four dogs in a minivan. Three of them have their head out the driver's window, the driver's side
I didn't
window.
See this one.
Right, the car is just parked. The guy's not trying to drive. Right, and the fourth one is out the back window, and he's like, "You idiots! Look at all the room I got." Right, you know, we're hoping that you go there and you check those out. You know, the virtual dog walk. All of these shelters depend on us big time with the dog walk each and every year. And last year we had to go virtual with it. And unfortunately this year we had to again. So especially if you are somebody who got a dog from a shelter or a rescue group, here's all the reason for you to go in there. Make a $5 donation. There's a GoFundMe page. We're going to take all of the money we raise and split it amongst all of these groups. Maybe one of them is where you got your dog. Maybe you got, from Keystone Canine Search and Rescue, maybe Delaware Valley Pug Rescue, and of course, Finding Shelter Animal Rescue, who does incredible work, not only with finding homes for dogs, but making laws for dogs. These people are in Harrisburg a lot, really pushing for all kinds of great dog care or pet care laws to be established, like get rid of puppy mills. So with that in mind, if you have the opportunity, please go to WMGK.com and check out the virtual dog walk.
The John DeBella Podcast, Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
So far in May, it has been colder than it has been for most of April. I mean, April, we're getting the 80s and 90s days. We haven't got a lot in that so far, but we're only 10 days in. Okay, fine.
Sure.
All right, later on this morning, we have got something really special for you. I have no idea why you just transferred over to this.
Well, yesterday was a special day, John.
It's all connected dots.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a special day
That's
for moms.
Right. How did your Mother's Day go?
It was good. Yeah. Ended up having an impromptu party at my house because we were going to meet Kristen's side of the family over at the park around the corner.
Right.
And it started raining.
Okay,
we were the closest house there, so we said, all right, come on back. Everybody, when you get in, grab a toy and put it away. And they did.
Dude, that's genius.
Great. The house is clean.
Well played.
That's perfect. Absolutely perfect.
Well
How about
played.
You?
It was great. Yeah, it was fantastic. Lauren just wanted to go out and get her nails done.
Right.
So I said, go.
Lisa
flee.
Did the exact
get
same
out.
Thing. Did the
really?
Exact same
it's her
thing.
Version of golfing.
Yeah. You know? So she goes, I'm going to get my nails done. And I said, okay, fine. I'll just sit in here playing in the mud. I didn't plan on, I thought it was going to be like just, it was going to be too wet to deal with gardening this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I mean, first off, I was out in the mud at 6:30 on Saturday morning.
Not same.
Right. Freezing my ass off.
Yes, I bet.
All right. I spent 4 hours on my knees, and then Lisa said yes to sex. No.
We knew that was fake.
No, that was a total lie.
Good punchline, though.
It was 8 hours.
No, I was putting in sod. All right?
Oh, okay.
But I was putting sod in a walkway so that it was between stones, so every piece had to be cut individually, because each one was going to be a different size.
That sounds
it was 3 hours. Oh. Right?
Sell the house.
Crawling around on my knees. Like I went together. I didn't know which hurt more, my knees or my back I was done. But ended up being an all right weekend, and it can be an all right day for you because we're about to make a major concert announcement. We'll get to that as soon as we get done with random facts this morning. And when we're done with that, we'll make the announcement. And we've got a pair of tickets for this show, which I think we'll use for Who on the Show. Later on this morning, we'll play Who on the Show. Because so far, the best anybody has done on Who on the Show is make a three match.
Correct.
All right? If you can make a four match, I will give you tickets to the show before they even go on sale.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station. 102.9 MGK.
Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
How was your Mother's Day?
It was great.
Yeah? What, did you do anything special?
Well, I didn't have my usual breakfast in bed because the kids weren't home.
Right. Wait. So when the kids were home, and now we're talking about grown-up children, right? They would make you breakfast in bed? We were talking about this the other day.
They would watch when Randy made it.
Oh, I see.
They would help, give them encouragement.
And then they bring the breakfast in, and they would all stay there, and you actually wanted them to leave. Is that what you said? Right.
Yes.
Right.
So, right. So in lieu of that,
go away.
They fulfilled my other wish was to go to Taco Bell and have lunch.
What?
Taco Bell for lunch.
Why?
That's Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
That's awesome.
I'm a cheap date.
I'm talking about making a run for the border.
It's actually genius. Everywhere else is probably booked anyway.
That's true. Although, how many people go to Mexican restaurants on Mother's Day? They were probably wide open.
They were sick of it from Cinco de Mayo.
Exactly. Right. Now, didn't you do anything taco-wise for Cinco de Mayo last week?
No, I didn't.
Oh, see.
I was saving it up.
You were saving it up for Mother's
you
Day.
You can only have diarrhea once a week, John.
Well, it's Monday morning, so here they come.
And now it's time for
random
facts.
1, 2, 3,
all right, start us off, Cindy.
Okay, the reason the World Wildlife Federation went with a panda bear for their logo is because it's black and white, which saves money on printing costs. It's so practical.
Okay, all right. I'll go with that.
Yeah, sure.
Sure, what do you got, Steve?
There are at least 22 children in the U.S. whose parents named them Espen. ESPN.
Oh, dear.
Worldwide leader.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Just the idea of going through life with an Espen, right? It's like Elon, and his son, whose name you cannot pronounce.
I'd go by Elon if I was that rich.
Elon, right.
Me, my turn?
Yeah.
I was waiting for my big introduction.
Okay, all right. Ladies and gentlemen, Dave.
Dave's fact is the United States military has a maximum height cutoff.
Really?
No one over 6'8" can enlist.
Really?
How about that?
All right. Well, you can only make pants so long. And lastly this morning, Adolf Hitler was nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize in 1939, but the prize ended up not being awarded to anyone because of World War II, which, was, because of Hitler. Oh!
Random
facts.
And as I said, we would have a major concert announcement for you this morning. And we will have a pair of tickets for this for Who on the Show coming up at 7:40. But MGK presents a second Genesis show.
Hey.
Friday, December 3rd at the Wells Fargo Center. Tickets are going on sale this Friday. That Friday would be the 14th, right? At 10 a.m. at WellsFargoCenterPhilly.com. So a second Genesis show has been had. I'm so glad because now I can go because it's on a Friday night.
Ah, beautiful.
I can stay up late like a big boy. So Friday, December 3rd, Wells Fargo Center, MGK presents Genesis, the Last Domino Tour. Tickets going on sale this coming Friday at 10 a.m. So speaking of Genesis, let's go back to the Spectrum. In 1982, when Genesis was there, and we'll call this the short version, the non-Daryl Sturmer version. Genesis, second show, the first show sold out in no time whatsoever. I realize that was Belize, but I'm still talking about the Genesis show. All right, second show is now on the books. And you can get tickets as of this Friday. They will go on sale at 10 a.m. through Wells Fargo Center, Philly.com. So a second Genesis. Wow, who would have thought a Genesis show in Philadelphia sold out? How surprising.
About it. Yeah, 15 minutes.
What year is it?
15 minutes it took?
That's what it took.
Wow. Wow.
So be quick on Friday.
Yeah, you better be. In all honesty, I can't believe that it took until now to announce the second show.
Yeah, right.
Right. I would have thought that if it, in 15 minutes, I would have done it just immediately. But no, you know, and that's great because we've got a pair of tickets. We're going to give you the opportunity to pick up on those on who on the show. Also, Matt Cord's going to have tickets all week this week. He's going to have a special Genesis sounder that will happen. When you hear that, you be whatever caller he tells you to be, and you'll be walking away with Genesis tickets as well. Hmm. 50 degrees and cloudy, 63 the expected high. We should have a partly sunny day ahead of us, but right now,
you know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
It is Bono's birthday today, and we will celebrate that this morning with Song Stories. Rattle and Hum soundtrack is where this song comes from, Angel of Harlem, which it came out in October of 1988, a transitional album for the band. Angel in Harlem was a tribute. I never realized that it was supposed to be a tribute to Billie Holiday. And the band was doing something they had never done before, which was trying to capture American music. Here's Bono.
It's American music. We made it just as complete novices and fans. But there is the thing about jukebox records. And being in New York or some city in the U.S., and it comes on in a bar, and it makes so much more sense there than anywhere else. We were fans. Fans of America. That wasn't just American music. We had this love affair with the country, but at the same time, we could see that this dream that we'd all bought into was really starting to fray at the edges.
The John DeBella Podcast, Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Is it still going on?
Yeah, she's walking out in the building now.
And the car is totally cockeyed also. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. Our parking lot doesn't have those concrete dividers, that, you know, those, you know, wheel stoppers, right? And some woman has just parked in the parking lot basically halfway on the lawn.
Right. We'll put it on socials.
We'll get pictures up there.
Yeah.
Can you tell from your angle? Because from my angle, it looks even worse.
So the entire front of the car, I mean, both driver side and passenger side front wheels are on the grass.
On the grass.
They are completely off the concrete.
Right. So, all right. Well, we find our entertainment wherever we can, folks.
The best Monday 52 ever.
52 degrees outside, partly sunny today with a high temperature of about 63, $500 coming up at 8 o'clock, not $800 at 5 o'clock. $500 coming up at 8 o'clock. But right now, it's time for Who on the Show, and joining us this morning is Karen. Good morning, Karen. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
I am damn fine. Where are you from, Karen?
Montclair, Pennsylvania.
From Montclair, Pennsylvania. What do you do there in Montclair, Pennsylvania?
I release information, medical records.
You release? Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
I release information. I'm a professional snitch. That's what I do for a living, right? And snitches get stitches, but they won't find me. All right. Married, children? What's your story?
I'm married with two kids.
With two kids?
Adult children.
Adult children. That's okay. All right. I have adult children also. Well, let me correct that. I have adult child, right, you know, who, well, is more child than he is adult. All right, now you understand what we're going to do here, because we're trying to kind of size you up, get an understanding of what Karen is like, so we could figure out how you're going to answer these questions. All you've got to do is answer them. We've got to see if we can match you, and each time there's a match, you're going to walk away with a different gift. And this morning, because we have this pair of Genesis tickets, so far the record has been three. If you can make it to four matches... All right, you will walk away with a pair of Genesis tickets before they even go on sale. They're going on sale Friday at 10 a.m. through Wells Fargo Center, Philly, for their second show on December 3rd. So, you guys ready?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let me get the thinking music together here, and we will start to write in what we think she's going to answer. Five questions in total. I got all mine. You got all yours?
I'm good. Yeah.
All right.
I'm all set.
Are you all set?
Yep.
All right. Well, then let's go. Karen, here comes your very first question. Who on the show would you let house sit your pet?
John.
Me? Okay. All right. Well, anybody get that?
I wrote Steve.
I wrote John.
All right. Nice.
I wrote John, too. So that's one.
A match.
You've got a copy of the film Promising Young Woman.
Oh, I just watched this.
You just watched this?
Yeah, it's
good. Really good, is it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Your next question, Karen. Who on the show would get you to the airport on time? Dave, Steve, or me?
Dave.
Okay.
All ooh, right. I put John. I'm the worst person to get you anywhere.
Yeah, I was gonna actually, say, yeah. Dave is Dave will get you to the airport.
We'll be on time. We'll just take twice as long as an average person.
Right.
I don't know about that. Right.
If it was a 20-minute ride, if Dave's taking you, make it an hour.
I don't think you're going to find a match in this one.
I put myself.
I put Dave.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I put
Dave.
Wow.
Okay.
Oh, look. There it is right there.
Okay. Nice job.
Do you have a rocket?
Right. Two matches.
All right. You get the Paul McCartney Flowers in the Dirt vinyl. That's on that heavy-duty vinyl. That's really great. All right. Here comes your next question. This will be your third one. Get this one right, and you will move on to another prize and one step closer to getting those Genesis tickets. Who on the show would you take an acid trip with?
Steve.
Right, anybody put Steve?
I have myself for that one.
I did.
You put you?
Yeah.
Wow, she's
really
crushing it.
Yeah.
Wow, that's great. There you go.
Nice
three
job,
for
Karen.
Three. All you got to do is get one more, and you're going to have Genesis tickets, okay?
You got the Ron Wood DVD. Somebody up there likes me for that match.
Oh, the Ron Wood DVD?
Yeah.
Okay. And your fourth one. Who on the show would you hate to see become a politician?
Dave.
Dave?
Hey, we have a match!
Genesis tickets!
Yeah.
Wow!
Wow,
so
incredible.
You put yourself then.
I did.
You put yourself down?
Yes, I did.
Wow, all right. Well, let's see if you can go for five.
Wow. What the heck?
You've got the Genesis tickets, right? Who on the show would you want to keep your sex tape from falling into the wrong hands?
Dave.
I matched it with Dave.
I wrote Steve. You have me?
I also wrote myself. Five for five. Wow.
That is the first time. Five for five. Karen.
Cleaning up.
You've got the Wes Anderson book. This is Wes Anderson's book on all of the Wes Anderson movies. All right. And, of course, you've got all that other stuff and the Genesis tickets.
Sheesh.
You, my dear, are having one hell of a Monday. I don't know what your Mother's Day was like, but your Monday morning is a hell of a lot better. Congratulations from Classic Rock 102.9.
Thank you, guys.
MGK. Thank you so much.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's Classic Rock Station. 102.9 MGK.
Send the herd.
You know, people were already bad enough at etiquette on airplanes before we all took a year off from flying. Now we all got to relearn how to act on an airplane, and it's not going well. There's a 28-year-old woman named Chenecia Campbell who was on an American Airlines flight last Sunday flying from Miami to New York. And in the middle of the flight, she was furious with the flight attendants for not grabbing the garbage that was on her tray. So she chased one of them down and attacked them in the aisle.
Jeez.
While she was beating up the flight attendant, she was yelling, "Cops aren't going to do anything to me," which was wrong because there was an off-duty New York City police officer on the plane, and he jumped in and put Chenecia in restraints for the rest of the flight. She was arrested when the flight landed, and she's facing charges of interfering with a flight crew.
In the herd.
What do you got, Steve?
All right, you know how sometimes you'll have an argument with yourself in the shower of how you're going to plan an argument against somebody else?
Okay, all right.
So this guy's definitely done that, but it's not just an argument. A man in Chile was filling up his car with gas when a van pulled up and three guys jumped out to try to rob him. They left empty-handed because he immediately yanked the nozzle out of his car and started spraying them with the gas.
Wow. That fires like feet.
Yeah. It's all caught on camera, so there's a video, and we'll post that video later. It only lasts about 10 seconds. First guy jumps out, gets hit right in the face with gas. He runs away. Second guy jumps out. He gets blasted in the face with gas. Then, while he was still climbing out of the van, that happened. Then the third guy is about as close as you are to me, Dave, five feet. The guy spins and hits him in the face with gas and keeps spraying it as he's running back into the van.
A carnival game.
As the guy's getting in the van, the guy's spraying in the van. So the driver gets hit as well. They drive away. Guy still has his car and all his money, and nobody knows whether they've tracked them down or not.
Right.
It's like Zoolander.
It was so lucky he didn't have a lighter.
Right.
In the herd.
All right. Yeah, this guy seemed like he was just destined to be caught vigorously fondling himself last week. He picked the wrong people to do it, though. The cops in Coral Springs, Florida, got a call around 7 on Monday night about a guy going to town on himself in his SUV in a Publix grocery store parking lot.
Okay.
So the cops get there. They find 22-year-old Cruz Humes with his pants and underwear off, watching porn on his phone, doing his private business in Publix parking lot. He told them that he went to the grocery store parking lot where he works, by the way. He's an employee there. Yeah. He did that because he was afraid someone would catch him doing it at home. So take that as you will. Maybe his girlfriend doesn't like it. Maybe he does it quite often. Who knows? But he was charged with indecent exposure.
In the herd.
Lastly this morning, this guy's robbery was really a double failure. He got caught and he didn't steal what he actually wanted. All right, back in February, he just got sentenced. A 22-year-old guy named Rudy Batten was busted into a McDonald's in Bristol, England, with a fake gun and a knife, and he demanded two things: all the money in a safe and some chicken McNuggets.
Yeah,
I love these.
Okay, the employees gave him all of about $600, but they couldn't help him with McNuggets because it was breakfast hours. And as we all know, McDonald's cannot and will not make lunch food during breakfast hours and vice versa. So even if you've got weapons, I'm sorry, there are no McNuggets for you. So Rudy had to settle for a double sausage McMuffin.
Oh, good.
Okay. The police were able to identify him from the security footage, and he was arrested. He's sentenced to 6 years in jail.
In the herd.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.